The idea behind requiring a so-called supermajority is that it would make it harder for legislatures to raise taxes. But just as easily as Walker's proposal could be passed, it could also be overturned. A simple majority vote by a future legislature could rescind the law if they wanted to raise taxes. Walker freely acknowledges that point, but says it would still send a message.
To me, I think putting that in the statutes, potentially even looking in the future about setting that aside as a constitutional amendment to further make that clear to the public, I think is an important message.
Even so, the law Walker is proposing speaks only to the sales and income tax. It would not cover borrowing, another tool the state uses to pay its bills. It also would not address fees, which Republicans have historically been more comfortable raising than taxes. That means, for example, that Wisconsin's vehicle registration fee could go up to pay for roads.
Well, it's technically under the statutes a fee, but for us, again, we're going to try to avoid things that go across the board. We want to have options. When I look at transportation, I look at other alternatives out there.
In another budget-related announcement, Walker called for the creation of a Waste, Fraud, and Abuse Commission to search for savings in state government. This was one of the budget-trimming moves the governor talked about on the campaign. But the commission won't issue its report until July, meaning its findings likely won't be in the first budget the governor proposes next month. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.